The Asolare Fine Arts Academy has been developing artists since 1997. The non-for-profit community service arts organization offers residencies, instruction, performances, mentoring, and perhaps most importantly, venues for emerging artists. Some of those exhibition spaces are right here in the Triad in some locations that might surprise you. One of those can be found in the heart of downtown Winston-Salem's business district at the former Wachovia Center, now the Park Building, 101 North Cherry Street. And it was there that I met with Asolare Executive Director and artist John Chapman for a gallery tour.
Well, we're here in the Park Building, downtown Winston-Salem on Cherry Street, the Wachovia Building, with John Chapman. John, talk about this venue. How did you stumble across it? And then we get into some of the art.
Well, this building was the training center for Wachovia back in the good old days, and we have another venue in the center a couple blocks away, and the owner of this building saw an exhibition. He actually saw this exhibition up in the other building and asked if we would be interested in hanging art on a temporary basis here. So we have a series of changing shows. We have two exhibitions here. We have Kevin Calhoun's work in this room, and then in the atrium space, we have an exhibition called Sergei Andreevsky and Friends, which is a Macedonian artist, and nine American friends who are artists of his. The shows usually stay up between 6 weeks and 2 months.
Just looking around the wall here, looking at, again, at Kevin Calhoun's work, it seems like the perfect space in a sense. I mean, this lobby, this kind of atrium gets tons of light, and there's a lot of space in the walls to kind of give the distance for the pieces to breathe.
Yes, and it was just totally blank before we hung the art in it. It was very impersonal feeling and seemed bigger and more ominous. But when you hang some paintings around it, it gives it a personal feeling.
Let's look at some of the works here. And you're familiar with Kevin's work. I'm looking at mostly, are these oil paintings?
He does oil. He does enamel. Kevin likes to work fast, so he works with whatever he can grab up. When we were getting some paintings from him for this exhibition, I remembered things from other exhibitions that I'd seen of his and asked him if he still had those, and he said, yes, unfortunately, you're looking at them right now. I painted over them because I didn't have fresh canvases. So when you look at one of these paintings, if you had x-ray eyes, you would probably be seeing two or three or four paintings.
Each painting, for me, speaks to abstract art in a sense, and they are layered in textures, but brilliant colors. This first one, though, is just black, red, and white, and I'm seeing some almost letter-like figures in there.
Yeah, that letter-like figure, as you describe it, is rather common in a lot of his paintings. Kevin was a business major at school and has a lighting business here in Winston-Salem, so he obviously does a lot of bookkeeping and business stuff, and that comes through in his art.
Asolare Executive Director, artist, and piano tuner John Chapman. In 2003, the nonprofit Asolare Fine Arts Foundation was formed to help support the activities of the Asolare Fine Arts Academy. Asolare will be installing a new exhibition of paintings by Winston-Salem artist Kevin Calhoun in the Park Building on June 9th, and an exhibition of the artist's self-portraits will be on display at the Wake Forest University ZSR Library Gallery beginning June 10th. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.